The Lord be with you.
And
with reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I've observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard the statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. From the book of Judges, I'd like to glean maybe two ideas. One is this, is that once the Israelites had the judges that were supervising them, they would be their leaders, then they obeyed. But once the judges disappeared, they started to follow after false gods. So my interpretation is we have to have really strong fathers today. I think that's the reason why you got this transgenderism, your homosexuality, sexual confusion, because you don't have a strong masculine figure in the family, the father. That's my interpretation. The Baal is symbolic of any idol. What are the idols today? I mean, they're countless. But I'd say the three predominant ones would be materialism, pleasure, and power in the United States. Materialism, pleasure, and power. And we got to be careful of those three idols that can take possession of our heart. We could maybe make this proposal to try to buy less and pray more. Amen? That's what I posted last night in my Facebook, okay? To buy less, and to pray more. Amen or oh me? I think that deserves an amen rather than oh me. Don't buy so much. We can live with much less. The thing, one of the graces of being religious is the vow of poverty. We have to always try to live it better. And it's hard in the United States because we've got so much here. But poverty frees us from attachment to material things. We as religious, we really don't have anything. You see me drive a car, but I don't. The car is really not mine. You see me living in a house, the house isn't mine. I've got a bed, really the bed doesn't belong to me, no? So, and there's a real freedom in that. A real freedom in that. So if the car is taken away, give it to someone else. If I'm transferred to Africa, praise the Lord. If I have to sleep on the floor in Cebu, praise the Lord, no? There's real freedom in that. Real freedom in that. So ask yourself, what is your major attachment? And beg the Lord to be free to that. Okay. The psalm, I was listening to the psalm that Joanne was reading. What really hit me is they offer, they sacrifice their children to demons. That really hit me. I mean, I've heard it before, but it really hit me when she was praying that. Okay, the exact opposite of that is consecrating our children to Mary, right? Okay, that's the exact opposite. We want to consecrate our children to Mary. Our babies, our children, our teenagers. This parish, we're really promoting Marian devotion. The other day I gave the homily on the Marian option. St. Benedict, the Benedictine option. He fled from the world in the 4th century. We have to find a refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen? Okay, I'm going to say a word on the saint, and then I'll make a brief comment on the gospel today. Today we celebrate a saint. You probably don't know too much about this saint. His name is St. John Eudes, E-U-D-E-S. He was a French saint. He lived in the time of St. Francis de Sales. He was born in 1601 and died 1680, so he lived to be 79, which was a long life back then. Most people live half those years. I think more and more when we have holy, we got saints that were priests to focus upon these great men of God. So just listen to the virtues of this man. Okay, he had great devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Okay, great devotion. So he was a forerunner of devotion to the Sacred Heart. So basically when he's living in the time when St. Margaret Mary Alacoque is going to be living a little bit later than him. Also, he was a great preacher. He preached popular missions. Also, he insisted upon the formation of priests. Very important. That's the oblate charism. Also, he worked on the reformation of prostitutes. That's important. Getting the prostitutes off the street, reforming them, helping them that they could be good mothers. And this was the time where, you know, women were basically, they weren't getting doctorates or engineers, or they were basically moms in the house, but the poor women gravitated toward the street, and he was able to save them from that. Did you know also that St. Ignatius did that? Did you know that St. Faustina did that? Did you know that? Faustina, Ignatius, they all worked in trying to reform prostitutes. So this is a great man of God. Let's pray to him for priests. For priests. Whenever we have a saintly priest, pray for priests. That we'll try to imitate the virtues of these great men of God. And then the gospel of the rich young man. I'd like to take one idea that I heard from Relevant Radio today, that I listened to the commentary from Conversation from God. Okay, all of us, okay, this rich young man could have been one of the, this rich man could have been one of the apostles. Could have been one of the apostles. And he chose to cling to his money and possessions over God. Because he was rich. He was a good young man, but he wasn't good enough. You're good people, but you're not good enough yet. Amen? Don't get angry at me. You're good, but you're not good enough. Don't stay with being good. Aim for the heights. Aim to become great saints. Don't conform yourself with, okay, I'm a good person. I go to St. Peter Chanel, I go to Mass, I say my rosary, I'm a saint. No, don't say that, okay? That's called complacency. So keep striving. So like the first reading, he was attached. He became a slave of his possessions. His possessions possessed him. One idea that I like from the conversation with God is that he went away sad. Okay, now, this is very important for us. Are you sometimes sad during the day? Baba, yes. Sometimes you're a little bit sad. Okay, this is painful. Now, when you're sad, Ignatius calls this desolation. Okay, part of desolation is sadness. You have to step back when you're in that sadness, and this is painful now. You have to pray to Mary and the Holy Spirit to ask Mary and the Holy Spirit why you are sad. Because there's a reason for it. But I think a lot of us don't have enough courage to step back and say, okay, I'm sad now. Why am I sad? Then if you pray to Mary and the Holy Spirit, the light will come. You're going to get the light. Then once you know the reason why you're sadness, you got to fight against it. They say this is the agere contra. You got to fight against it. I'm sad because of this. Okay, this is the reason my sadness. You got to reject it. You got to go in the opposite direction. Many, many sins we commit because we give in to sadness. You should strive to be joyful always. Amen? I repeat, strive to be joyful always. And I'm going to give you three reasons why you should always be joyful. Okay? Number one is that you've got daily Mass. Are you happy about that? The fact that you got daily Mass, you got five Masses here, every morning I'm going to be lifting up, or Father Victor, Father Larry, we're going to be lifting up the host. That's God. That should fill you with joy. Just the thought of it. Second is this. One day all of us are going to go to heaven. Amen? The thought of heaven should help you to carry the heaviest crosses. And none of us are getting any younger, are we? How many of you are a year older than last year? I mean, we're all getting older, right? I'm the only one who can say no, because I was born in a leap year, so I age every 4 years, okay? The fact that you have heaven, we're going to go to heaven. We trust we're going to go to heaven. Jesus says he's got a place prepared for us. That should fill us with joy. Even the most serious problems, when we die, we go to heaven, we're going to be with God for all eternity. That should motivate us to be filled with joy. And lastly is this. You have Mary as your mother. The Blessed Mother loves us. This is a beautiful week because last week we celebrated the Assumption. This week we celebrate the crowning of Mary as Queen of Angels and Saints. So I love this week because it's in between the last two mysteries of the Rosary, right? You got the Assumption and you got the crowning of Mary. So let's pray for each other that we will be joyful Christians. Pope Francis, my favorite document of Pope Francis is the Joy of the Gospel. I think it's one of the best missionary documents ever written in the Catholic Church. But if we want to be good missionaries, we have to have the joy of Christ that we give to others. Amen.